name, telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yeah. I'm in the glory land way. Everybody sing, I'm in the glory land way. Hey, I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clearer, folks. I'm in the glory land way. Amen. On the second. Come on now. All right. Second verse. Listen to the call, the gospel call today. Sing the glory land way. Wonders come home, oh, hasten to obey. Get in the glory land way. Everybody sing now. I'm in the glory land way. Say, I'm in the glory land way. Heaven's near, the way's clear. That's right. Amen. I'm in the glory land way. Amen. On the third. Come on now, ready? Homeward I go, rejoicing in His love. I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see Him in that home above. I'm in the glory land. Everybody sing it out now. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way.
All right, you may be seated. If you're in the glory land way, let's hear a big amen. What a blessing. Good to see you in church this morning. And sure is good. Had a great Sunday school. Had a real good week. I hope everybody had a great week. I sure did. Down in Revival, down in Bessemer City, North Carolina. And we had a great time in the Lord. Enjoyed the services. And then last night we had a prayer meeting for the youth rally. And it was really good. We had about, good night, 40, 50 people here last night. Cooked out hamburgers and hot dogs and steak. And had prayer meeting and prayed. And I really enjoyed marking on the parking lot with that chalk. That's a fun thing for me. No, I didn't do that. Kids did that. We had a great time of fellowship and then good singing. I'm telling you, all you people that your kids is in that Wednesday night Bible class, you ought to heard them last night singing up here. Good night. I mean, they had the old time power on them. And we're getting ready for the Giant Spring Youth Rally. Now, we're going to do it a little bit different this year. We're pushing all of our folks to bring all of your family and everybody you know and fill up your row. Sometimes we get crowded out by all these visitors coming from out of state, and I don't want that to happen this year. Let's get our folks in there. It's first for Shining Light Baptist Church. Then it's for everybody else. And so make your plans to be there with your whole row full of people. The first service on Friday night, the 26th, we'll be singing, preaching. Reggie Sadler family's coming. Boy, we're expecting a time. I'll tell you something. I was sitting on the front pew ready to preach the other night, and they was up singing, and about that time somebody come running in and flopped down right beside me, and it was Reggie. He said he heard I was preaching revival and had the night off. He said, it's my grandson's birthday, and I skipped it to come and hear you preach. And that's the kind of singers you want, singers that like to go hear preaching. Some of them gospel singers would never go to revival to hear somebody preach. And Brother Reggie just slipped in. He lit the place up and got up and sung, I've decided to follow Jesus. And then I preached, and we had a big time. So they'll be there with us, and I'll be preaching on the seduction of social media on Friday night. First time this has ever been done, and you're going to be shocked, I'm telling you. You will be. Everybody with kids needs to be there. Don't have this attitude that I know my kid and I know I can trust them. You don't know them and you can't trust them. They're made out of the same stuff you are. Amen? A lady told me at the store the other day, she said, I've never had discipline my kids. I got good kids. And I said, ain't no such thing as a good kid. No such thing. According to the Bible, All have sinned, come short. There's only been one good kid in this world, and that wasn't you. It was Jesus. Amen. My sister never done nothing wrong, but she was a hypocrite. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding with you. Let's have them there that Friday night. We're expecting a big time in the Lord. And then on Saturday, we're going to be dealing with peer pressure. Peer pressure. Every teenager deals with peer pressure. So don't forget that. Don't miss it. Come praying. Bring everybody in your family, friends, enemies, and countrymen. Amen. So don't forget that. April 26th, 27th, we're going to be doing a lot of work. It's Fairground coming up here in the next few days, and we are excited about it. Okay? All right. We're going to have a little fellowship now. Let's stand, turn around, and everybody be friendly in the Lord. Everybody. Amen. Be friendly in the Lord. See if you can get my microphone on, brother. Testing 1, 2, 3. One, two. Testing 1, 2. You got it. Choir, come on, let's go. Amen, come on, choir. This one right here. I'm glad I know the Lord this morning. I met him when I was 18 years old. A lot of people know about the Lord, but don't know the Lord. There's a big difference. I know about Michael Jordan, but I don't know Michael Jordan. Never met him. A lot of people grew up knowing about the Lord, but don't know the Lord. You know him today? That's what this song's about. Amen. Amen. Come on, man.
I know him this morning. If you know the Lord this morning, you're a rich person. You're a millionaire times a thousand. Because everything we got down here in this world is one day going to be gone. It'll pass away. Mom always used to say, when you die, you ain't going to take one red cent with you. One red cent. You won't take a penny. You're going to leave here in your birthday suit, just like you came, except a whole lot uglier. That's right. This whole world mess you up while you're here for a few years. It sure is good to be in church this morning. Amen. Let's sing another this morning. I don't know what I want to sing. That song that Hannah used to sing sounded real good. Hey, you got, that's a blessing. I'm telling you, I don't know which one it is. You got it on your heart, sister? You know, I can't remember. That sounds good. Let's do it. Amen. That's been on my heart. Boy, we had a time prayer meeting last night. Kids were singing. Brother Jason and them sang. And I tell you, they came down to revival the other night. And Marine, just flip it on this, brother. They came to the revival the other night. And the church started a bus ministry Thursday night. How the Lord used it. What a blessing that was. So let's sing it this morning. Amen. Amen. That's it. Tell me that story. That's it. That's what I want to hear. How can you want to hear a song? Don't even know where it is. I did. This is it right here.
I love the Lord.
Yes.
And I love His Word.
Woo.
And I know that He died for my sin. Hard times in this life of mine.
Oh, sometimes I have a hard time.
When I need to hear it all again. How that Jesus came down to man. He shed His blood and died for them. Is sometimes forgotten when things seem to go our way.
Listen now.
More I am finding that I need reminding of just what He did on that day.
Boy, isn't it good to hear that this morning?
How He suffered pain. On a hill called Calvary. Because He loved someone like me.
Oh, tell me the story.
Come on,
the King of all glory.
This morning, turn around there and be friendly to somebody. Turn around there and shake somebody's hand. Make them welcome in the church today. Be a blessing. Hallelujah. Just remain standing this morning. Everybody just remain standing. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all honor the Lord this morning. Give like we're supposed to. Everybody give like we're supposed to. Here it is, first Sunday in the month, and so it's time to pay the bills, and we got them, that's for sure. So let's honor God and do right, and He'll bless you for it, okay? Everybody, let's bow your head for prayer, please, and let's give. Heavenly Father, we want to thank You for this day. Thank You for the beautiful weather, the sunshine. It comes back and reminds us how much You love us and care for us. I pray, God, the Holy Spirit, settle down on this place this morning. Do what needs to be done in every heart. Lord, we know we need You. We need You. Help us, Lord, this morning. Bless every dime that's given here today. Bless the gift and the giver. I pray Your will be done in our life. We'll thank You for what You do. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right, everybody give. Song ready. I mentioned, don't forget tonight, it's very important we be here. We have choir practice at 5 o'clock. Everybody who's in the choir and should be here this evening at 5 o'clock. We're learning song, getting ready for youth rally. It's important. We need you to give that extra effort during this time that we can be a blessing to all them hundreds of kids that's coming to youth rally. And so don't forget, be here at 5 o'clock this evening. Church will start at 6. Also, I mentioned Bo. I mentioned him in Sunday school this morning. Let's remember to pray for him. He's having a hard time. And I got a text from him this morning, just in a lot of pain. And we need to pray for him this morning, that the Lord just continue to touch him. And others that need our prayers. A lot of folks in a special request, just having a hard time. Let's remember them in prayer. Okay? Then Wednesday night, you don't want to miss Wednesday night service. It's important, especially you with kids. They're getting their part ready for youth rally. So they need to be here. All the kids need to be here on Wednesday night. It's going to be exciting. Amen. All right. Y'all go ahead.
I spoke to the wind. It hushed and I gave you peace. Did not run to your rescue. Did not hear you when you called. I walked right beside you.
You can go to church anywhere you want to, and you won't hear no better singing than that right there this morning. Amen. Thank God. That was good. Amen. And in the right spirit. Amen. What a blessing. Thank God for that good song. Good night. That's only like the second time I've ever heard that song. That'll touch your heart. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, everybody. That's what you say to somebody right before you're getting ready to tell them the bad news. Take your Bible, turn to John chapter 13. I want to talk to us Christian people this morning. I believe that if we're going to have a great youth rally and a great church, that if you know, Christian people got to get right with the Lord first, and if we'll get right, sinners will get saved. That's a known fact. Church gets right, people get saved. The old saying is, when Jonah got right, Nineveh did. John chapter 13, and we'll look this morning at verse 34. Great verse of scripture here. Everybody look at this now. If you're a Christian, you look at this verse of scripture, and I will talk to you this morning just like it was me and you sitting in my office and you was the only one listening. John chapter 13 and verse number 34. John 13 and verse 34. Everybody looking at it? Everybody looking at it? A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. The Lord said that we're to love each other as Christians just like He loved us. Good night. That's a task. Man got up one time and he said, he made an announcement, preacher did. He said, I'm going to preach on the 11th commandment. And everybody sitting there said, what are you talking about? That ain't but 10 commandments. That's blasphemy. You shouldn't talk like that. He said, I'm going to preach on the 11th commandment. And everybody said, preacher, there's no such thing. And he used that scripture. The Lord said, a new commandment I give to you. You know all the others. Thou shalt not this, thou shalt not that. Thou shalt love the Lord. Thou shalt keep the Sabbath day, holy, worship idols, all that stuff. He said, now I'm going to give you a new one. He said, this new one is, you love each other like I have loved you. Now, don't you pay attention to me this morning. Don't look at them cell phones. All right? One man said, well, I just got my Bible on my cell phone. You also got the weather and the ball game scores. And all, so you bring your Bible in here like you got good sense. Look, just like this. You can't hold your verse right here and then look at another verse over here and all that with that cell phone Bible. Bring your Bible and you read it. I'm going to talk to you this morning about Christians acting like Christians. Christians acting like Christians. Now the truth is this morning, sometimes we as God's children don't act like God's children. We don't act like we should act. But it's in the Bible that we should love one another as He hath loved us. The Lord commanded you to love every Christian just like He loved you. Now, we are a family. Shining Light Baptist Church, we're a family. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. This is a diverse family. We got people in here from different backgrounds. We have people in here from different cultures, different parts of the county, surrounding counties. And a lot of us, the only thing we have in common is that we're saved and love the Lord. But that's enough. That makes us brothers and sisters. When I first got saved, I come to church and I heard everybody saying, brother this and brother that. And I thought, it's sort of weird. Why's everybody calling each other brother? And then I found out that we was a family. And that the Lord's our Father. And that we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And I began to look at this scripture about one another and how we as Christians should treat one another. It's amazing. You ever heard a preacher say, I've got four things I want to tell you this morning. Well, you know how many I've got? 32. I promise you, I'll try to be done by 1:30. I'm going to try to be done. I have 32 things to talk to you about. Now, the truth is, I figure I'm going to give you about all you can handle with about six of them. And maybe we'll come back tonight and get the other 26. But I'm going to talk this morning about how the Bible talks about one another, over 32 times. Here in John 13:34, it said we're to love one another. Matter of fact, the Lord said one time, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. The one true test of a Christian is how they love each other. Lord, according to that, I know some people that's in going to a bad place when they die. I'm telling you, now you can get me up on this a little bit, brother. We're supposed to love one another. The Lord said, by this shall all men know you're my disciples. I know people that say, buddy, everybody at our church carries a King James Bible, and we believe the King James Bible. Well, good. I do too. You know who else believes the King James Bible? The devil. That don't make you nothing. That don't make you special. The devil believes every word in the King James Bible. You say, buddy, everybody at our church dresses up nice and we dress nice and everything. Yeah, you know who else does? False cults. I mean, Herbert W. Armstrong wore a suit and tie. That don't make you a Christian. I know people that say, I'll tell you one thing at our church, buddy, we have strict rules to go by. So do Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. That don't make you a Christian. You know what the Lord said? By this shall all men know you're my disciples, by you love one another. One of the things that struck me when I first got saved was I seen Christians just loving each other. And I'm talking about really caring. Like when somebody, one of the ladies has had surgery or something. Sometimes you'll hear the other lady get together and go and clean up their house or take dinner to them or call them and check on them or go by and see them in the hospital. Just love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. You say, buddy, we shout at our church. That's good. They shout at ball games. You say, buddy, we give a lot of money at our church. That's wonderful. They do that in false cults. You know, the Lord said, by this. You know, in a lot of churches this morning, we love things and use people. And it shouldn't be the other way around. We ought to love people and use things. A lot of ministries love things and use people. You do not use people to build a ministry. You use your ministry to build people. A man asked me one time years ago, he said, where do you get all these good workers? I said, we make them. You make them. You grow them like you're growing in a garden. You pray, you fast, you preach, and they get saved, then you teach them what's right. People don't send people here to help us, our church. We grow our own, and that's the way it should be. We love one another. Amen. Somebody said this. They said, for me to love the whole world, it is no chore. My problem is my neighbor next door. That's the truth. Amen. That's the truth. Somebody gets a new car in the church. I've heard people say, oh boy, they think they are. You know, according to the Bible, we should be happy when God blesses somebody else. When they get a house, when somebody gets something, when the Lord blesses them, we should be happy. Like I do, one of my girls, or my sister got a new car not long ago. I said, hallelujah, when can I drive it? I didn't get mad. I was glad. There's something wrong with Christians that don't like it when God blesses other Christians. Do y'all agree with that? I mean, am I making sense? I'm going to talk to you just like a friend this morning, real plain and practical. There's something wrong with Christians who get mad when God blesses other Christians. We ought to say, praise God, hallelujah. Now, I ain't got much, but if God blesses you, praise God for you. Maybe they'll come get you and take you a ride in it one of these days. Don't get mad. We should love one another. But I'm going to say another thing this morning. We should be devoted one to another. This is in Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. We should be devoted one to another. Just like your normal flesh and blood family, we should be devoted one to another. Amen. I've heard people say, Lord, have compassion on this old world. You know, that's a wasted prayer. It's a wasted prayer for us to pray, God, have compassion on the world. He's already did it. God had compassion on the world when he let his son die. Me and you's the one need to have compassion on this world. God's had all kinds of compassion. He gave his only begotten son. The Lord let him beat his son to death to show his compassion on this world. You and I are the ones that ought to have compassion on this world, ladies and gentlemen. You and I ought to be the one that care. Not only that, we're to give preference one to another. This is number 3, and there's 32 of them. Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. We ought to prefer one to another. Amen. Not many people can rejoice at the success of another Christian. Not many people can rejoice when other Christians are blessed. Very few preachers can rejoice when they hear about God blessing another preacher or a church or a ministry. It's not in our nature. The only way you can do that is be right with God. And if it bothers you when God blesses another Christian or even another ministry, you, my friend, need to get your heart right with God. You are not right with God. Listen, if we hear about a revival breaking out up here at another church this morning, we ought to shout. That's right. Amen. If we, because it might be that revival that gets one of my grandkids saved one of these days. It might be that revival that gets your boy or girl. Listen, we started that church in Marion many, many years ago. There was preachers got mad. There was one preacher got some other preachers together, and they tried to get up a petition to stop me from starting that church. Preachers, not sinners. The guy at the pool hall didn't say nothing. It was right across the street. I mean, probably said something, but it didn't, you know, it didn't really bother us. And we expected it from them. And there was preachers got tried to get up a petition to stop us from starting a church. There's a lady laid up, lived right up the street by the name of Opal Henley. Many of y'all remember Miss Opal? And Miss Opal, she told me years later, she said, "Brother Danny, I didn't know you." And she said, "I had no idea who you was. But when you started that church," she said, "I come down the street and I seen that old building." And she said, "You know what I said? I said, God, God, maybe you'll use that church to get my boy, getting him right with God." See, that's the right attitude for a Christian to have. That's the attitude a Christian ought to have. She said, "God, maybe you'll use that church." And you know what? Miss Hopel's done gone, went to heaven now. And I ain't got time to tell you the whole story, but I can tell you one. And right now, there's a young man got right with God because of that church. He later become my associate pastor, and his name's Bruce Ward. And then Brother Bruce Ward got started church, and he's pastoring a church now. And her boy that she prayed for drives a van every single Sunday to that church and never misses a church service. Now, that's how God honors it, when you have the right attitude towards somebody else. Listen, if you, and some of them preachers that tried to get a petition, some of their kids went wild as a buck. Now, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not saying that's why, but I am telling you, you better. God looks down and He sees our attitude towards other people. And if you've got an old sour, hateful, bitter, jealous, mean spirit toward another Christian, you better get that right with God, because it ain't helping. It ain't helping you, and it ain't hurting them. Listen, God blessed Miss Opal. He answered her prayers. Her boy is serving God today. She's in heaven shouting about it. You know why? She had the right attitude. She had the right attitude. Let me tell you something happened the other day. And I'm on number 3, and there's 29 more, so just chill. Just be, take it easy. Some of y'all, we've been trying to get everybody to fast for the youth rally. We're going to fast today. Now, I know all of you will be here at Sunday night service, because I ain't going to let you out till 6 o'clock. And we'll just stand up and sing a song, start the 6 o'clock service. How's that? Is there anybody in here that don't need it? Is there anybody here that don't need some good preaching to your life? Is there anybody here that don't need the fast? That's what I figured. All right, let's do it. And I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you what happened the other night. I was in a revival down there near Charlotte, and we was in there talking, and I was talking to this young pastor. And this young pastor, he came up to me and he said, "You know what, Brother Danny?" He said, "I want you to come to my church and preach." And he said, "I want to start a bus ministry like you got." And I said, "Hey, man, you better believe it. I'll do it, brother. That's right up my alley. Let's do it." And somebody heard us say bus. And they heard us say bus, and they said, "Well, that guy right there's got one he's trying to get rid of." I said, "Really?" So this guy come over here. I said, "So you got a bus you want to get rid of?" He said, "That's right, you know, and everything." And he said, "That's right." And he started telling him about it. And I said, "Right, here's a man looking for one. Here's a preacher, and here's a man." And I thought the Lord must have used me to find that out and get him hooked up. I said, "We just now said he wanted a bus ministry. There's a man with a bus. Y'all talk to each other." And I was shaking hands, you know, and everything. And I was sort of listening to them too. "Hey, how you doing?" Shaking hands. The more I heard them talk, he had this bus, and he started telling about it. You know, I figured somebody's got a bus. It's a 1940 and 2,000 million miles on it and been wrecked and everything else. And this was a 99 little short bus, and it had a handicap ramp. And it's only about as long as here to that. You don't even have to have a CDL license to drive it. And he was asking about something. He's going to give it to him. And everything in me said, "Stupid idiot. Why'd you tell him about that preacher? I wanted that bus." I said, "That bus should be at Shining Light parking lot. That's our bus." "Run your big mouth." And I thought, I told that preacher, I said, "You don't want that bus. You want a nice, big, long bus. I didn't say that, but that's what I wanted to. Now, you know what that is? That's this flesh. We prefer ourselves over somebody else. And I stood there and thought, God, what did I tell him that for? But God gave it to him. It's a 99. We ain't never owned a bus that new. The newest bus we got is that 97 we got. All the rest of them is 86, 87, 80, a 99 bus, brother. If it didn't have 60,000 miles on it, that's like a new Cadillac for a bus worker. I went, ugh! Handicap ramp. No seating. We could take groups to sing in a little bus like that. I was sitting there, and then I thought, that's not right. God used you. Help that boy get that bus now. Shut up and quit being like that. And you know, you got to watch yourself. You got to watch this flesh, because our flesh is natured me first, you next. Amen? When it comes right down to it, we watch out for old number one here. And I was wrong for feeling like that. Well, I went down there and preached this week, and there set that bus in the parking lot. I mean, that thing was white and shiny, and they didn't have their name put on it. I said, glory to God. I said, praise the Lord, y'all got a bus. And I got over it, and I preached Thursday night real hard, and Jason and Crystal came and sang, and buddy, I tell you what, the power of God moved, and half the people in the church was crying, and it got in the altar, and it started a bus ministry, and listen, they're going to have a meeting today to start a junior church, and you know what, they're going to be people in heaven one of these days, because we'll let him have that bus, amen? That's why we ought to get the right attitude. You ought to have our attitude right. Are y'all listening me this morning? You make sure your attitude is right toward other Christians and toward the church and toward other ministry. Don't get mad because some of your kin folks go to another church and you don't like the preacher, or you don't like something the preacher did, or somebody that goes there, something like that, and they get up. Don't get mad over it. Say, Lord, whatever they've done crazy, they'll answer to you for it. Bless them. Bless that church. May souls be saved. You prefer one another. I heard about a girl in college, a Christian girl. And this girl was working. Her roommate didn't have a job. And at work, her roommate had been praying for a job, and at work she got offered a big paying job. And she prayed about it and wanted it real bad, but she felt like the right thing to do was to tell her roommate, because she didn't have one. And she went back and told her roommate, I heard about this job, and let her have that job paying a lot of money. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking the same thing I was thinking. I thought, well, why couldn't I just quit and let her have my job? And I'll get the one who pays a lot of money. That's the way your flesh thinks. But did you know the Bible don't teach that's the way we're supposed to act? Lord, it's quieter than Turkey Farmyard. If it wasn't for these babies cutting up, I'd think it's empty in here this morning. Say amen right there. Be a preference one to another. Number four. We have 28 more. Be of the same mind one to another. Ladies, listen to me. Romans 12:16. Men, listen to me. The Bible says that we as Christians ought to be of the same mind one to another. That means in my mind, I'm supposed to look at Brother Clark here, same way as I do Brother Derek, and I don't cut him slack and condemn him just because I like one or don't like the other. Now, ladies, you're going to have to work on this. Every lady in here is going to have to go home and pray about this. Because I know how you are. I've been pastoring since I was a kid myself. And I know if you like somebody, you'll cut them some slack. And if you don't, you condemn them. Somebody that, give you an example, just right off the top of my head. Now, I have nobody in mind when I say this. Say somebody's pregnant. Somebody's pregnant in the church. And that girl who's pregnant, she misses Sunday night. She misses Wednesday night. If she's one of your friends and you really like her, you say, bless her heart. She's having all that sickness, you know. Bless her heart. Let's pray, Lord, she's having a hard time. Now, if it's a girl you don't like, I've heard it said, just because she's pregnant, she's laying out of church, huh? And you'll cut your buddy slack and condemn the one you don't like for the same thing. Now, are you getting this morning? Be careful of condemning somebody for one thing and letting somebody else buy with it. You're going to turn me down just a tad, brother. Be careful of letting your friends slide and condemning somebody for doing the same thing because you don't like them and want them to look bad. Bible said, be of the same mind. One's when I catch myself doing that and I think, Danny, that ain't right. The Bible, we're supposed to treat everybody alike. We're supposed to not prefer one above the other. We're supposed to be of the same mind one to another. Amen. We're not supposed to let somebody slide. Our bus kids, bless their heart, them bus kids, I love them. I don't know about you. I love them. They get on my nerves? Yes. Do they do stuff sometimes I want to knock a knot on their head? Yes. But I love them kids. We wouldn't have a bus ministry if I didn't love them kids. I care about them. I really do. Sometimes I act like I don't. You brats, get out of here. But I'm telling you, brother, I pray. We spend thousands of dollars. Listen, and I'm telling you this morning, you see my little deacon right here? See my deacon? Look at him. Doesn't stand up, our deacon. That boy right there, he's a blessing. Amen. What a blessing he is. Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. That boy right there to the Lord Jesus Christ is just as important as Brother Ray sitting over there who's never missed a service in 13 years. In the Lord's sight, that boy right there is just as important. Don't you get this idea that, well, I'm this in the church and I'm that. I'm sort of a big shot around here. There ain't no big shots here at Shining Light Baptist Church except Jesus Christ. I ain't no big shot. I just happen to get to preach and be the preacher. I'm a servant. I'm a minister. I'm supposed to serve. I can't stand churches where you have this little clique that's everybody worship. In this one little group, and they say, oh, I'd love to be in that group. I'd love to be in the elite. There ain't no such thing as the elite. We're all sinners saved by grace. We all deserve to go to hell. There's no big eyes and little U's. We're all on the same level. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. Say amen right there. You say, well, my little kids are better than these. No, they're not either. We're all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. Let me say this, number five, I'll hurry. We should stop judging one another. Stop judging one another. When I first started pastoring, you talk about judging. I got it. He's too young. He has no formal training. He's never been to Bible college. He can't this, he can't that, I still get it now, worse than I did then. There's always somebody to pass judgment on you. People who sit around and judge people are usually people who are not doing anything for God. Amen? Amen. I mean, we'll get criticism at the youth rally. Why don't you do that? One man told me, he said, why do you have it over there in that hot place? I said, because ours ain't big. You can't put 1,000 people in here. And we don't do that just for fun, brother. I'd love to be able to have. Wouldn't it save us thousands of dollars? Save us moving all in chairs? All that stuff? You know, there's always somebody judging every move you make. You know what your best bet would do? Your best bet would be say, you know what? My church is going this way. I'm going with them. Praise God. Let's jump on the bandwagon. Let's get the job done. Let's see souls saved. Don't get in some old critical, bitter spirit where you just jump back and criticize the choir and criticize the Sunday school and criticize the singing, criticize the preaching, and criticize the Bible said, let us not judge one another anymore. Romans chapter 14 and verse 13 said, let us not judge each other anymore. Here's what I told a man one time. This man was judging people in his church. I want you to use your imagination. Everybody ready? Let's use our imagination for a minute. Here's what I want you to do. Imagine right now, use your imagination now. I can. Everybody in here, our skin and bones, our skin and our flesh and fat are gone. We're skeletons, all right? Everybody in here is just a skeleton. Now look at that. Now look, close your eyes and we're all skeletons. Clang, 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 clang. You can hear bone crack. Imagine everybody in here just a skeleton. You did it? Did you do it? Some of y'all have no imagination at all. You watch TV too much. Use your imagination. We're all skeletons. Now that's the way we look to God. We're all the same. Well, it ain't this and dressed nice, and that and got a nice car, and that and got a clunker, and that's got money in the bank, and that's broke, and that one's black, and that one's white, and that one's little, and that one's big, and that was no, brother, we're not to judge one another. We're all sinners and the same in the sight of God. We're supposed to honor God, worship Him together, and do what God wants us to do. Worst thing you can do in your church is start judging people and looking down on people like you're better than they are. Because if you do that, you wind up in a fault-finding contest, and then we're all guilty.
Yes, sir.
Our bus kids, they tickle me. You know what they tickle me for? They're just happy and pure. They say what they think, too. You know, I preached on Mom going to heaven a couple weeks ago, and I got stopped that Sunday morning, teenage bus kids, and one teenage bus kid come out like that, and he said, "Brother Danny, I heard you was getting married." I said, "Yep, that's my plan this summer." He said, "I'm happy for you. Praise the Lord." And I said, "Amen, brother." And then these girls come right behind him, and they said, "Brother Danny, we're going to be praying for your mama." Mom been in heaven 2 years. I said, "I thank you. I appreciate that." And just let them go on out. You know what? They're sincere. They're sincere. They said, "Brother Danny, we're going to have you through." They ain't in church politics. They ain't in cliques. They just say, "Praise God, we're going to church." Now, you know who messes up kids? Wicked adults.
Amen.
I heard that, didn't you? That person that you don't like, I'll tell you a story. Now, this will help some of you if you'll listen to me. A man lost his axe. We're on number 4. There's 28 more to go. I'm aware of the time. A man lost an axe. He said he lost his axe and he couldn't find it. And he thought, "I bet I know who did it. My neighbor's son." Because he had a mean... His neighbor's son was real mean. I got one like that. And you can ask my girls. Everything that goes wrong, he did it. And most of the time, he really did do it. About 9 years old, when everything get tore at my house, I blamed him for it. One time, I was off preaching, come home. He was sitting there. I come home, he was sitting in my living room eating tater chips, watching TV. I said, "What are you doing in here?" One time I went outside in the backyard and I smelled gas. He turned my grill on high as it'd go and just left. Somebody lit a cigarette in it and blowed my house up. My sweet little nephew. But anyway, his axe got stole and he said, "I know that boy did it. I know he did." So when he seen that boy, he said, "He acts funny." Ladies, are you listening to me? That boy acts funny. I can tell, boy, when he walked by, he didn't even look at me. He's guilty. And then that boy said something. He said, "He talks like somebody that would steal an axe." And then he said, "He looks like somebody would steal an axe." He went home and thought about it and said, "Well, how am I going to get him? I ought to just call the cops." He went on and on and on and on and on. And he thought, every time he'd see that guy, he'd just get mad. Do you feel like it, every time you see this, you just want to just hit them or claw their eyes out or something? And you know what? He's digging out in the yard one day and found his axe. He just lost it. Nobody stole it. And after he found that axe, he seen that little boy and he said, "You know what, that boy, he don't act like that no more. He's changed. He talks better. He acts better." Now the truth is, the boy didn't change. The man changed. Now I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to stop for now and have mercy on you. If you got a bad attitude towards somebody in here today, in our church, and you don't like them, you say, "I can't help it." That's a lie. The Bible said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." Don't you say you can't have it. That's not true. You say, Brother Danny, don't you ever have to pray about your attitude? Oh, do I ever? You ought to try this sometime. I continually do it. I can't say I can't help that I don't like so-and-so. I can't say that. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Mom said, can't, never could do nothing. Don't say you can't. Can't, never could do nothing. You just don't want to. Bible said we're not to judge one another. Say, well, I'll tell you what. I don't see why she don't do something with her kids. Their kids are the man. You know, everybody's an expert on other people's kids. Tell a story and I'm through. A man one time was riding a train and he was coming up track on a long trip. And there was a girl sitting up there and had a little girl, and that little girl was screaming and hollering and raising Cain and climbing over the seats and everything. And finally this man punched this girl and said, can you not do something with that kid? And everybody was aggravated because it was annoying everybody. And the girl turned around and said, I'm sorry, sir. I'm doing the best I can. He's not my child. And he said, well, where's the mother? Said, her mother's in the cart up ahead of us. She's in her coffin. We're going to her funeral. And I'm doing the best I can with this child. Boy, he hung his head in shame. Be careful before you pass judgment on somebody else. You don't know where they've been, what they've been through, and what kind of hell they might be fighting. I'm going to continue this tonight, Lord willing, on how we should treat one another. Let's stand by our head for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's moving. Nobody's talking. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Don't talk, y'all. Bow your head in respect to God. How should we treat one another? You say, well, her baby hurt my baby in the nursery. They put a scratch on my car in the parking lot. I don't know any of this. I'm just making this up. All I know is you're supposed to have your heart right toward every Christian in the world. I know you're probably embarrassed to come to the altar. If you're a big enough person and want to come to the altar this morning, you just get right out of your seat. Maybe it's somebody at work. Maybe it's somebody in church. And you want to just come and say, Lord, my heart right. You know, before we can have a great youth rally, we might have to have an old-fashioned neck-hugging, getting right with God in each other service.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, when Christians get right with God and each other, God will move. I don't want... Kathy Parker told me one time, a long time ago, she said, Brother Danny, I don't want to be the one that the devil uses to...